Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Happy Hour here on 92.9 WBPM with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. I'm Frankenberry, and ladies, good morning to you. I hope you're doing all right here as we slowly trudge, kind of, into the new year.
Slowly trudge. Yes.
Oh, my God. This was not even a planned response to John, and I both started laughing at the same time.
Well, I can't tell you how many comments I've seen, you know, so far, and we're only a few weeks in, that say, oh, my God, this is just as bad as 2020, and it's starting out even worse.
Well, you know, you know me, I'm like 90-95%. I'm an optimistic person, also human and real and have my moments. But everybody kept saying to me, and I think, Johnny, you might have been one of them, and I think I kept quiet on it, like, oh, I just can't wait for this year to be behind us. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, that clock striking 12 ain't going to magically change what's happening in the world.
I'm totally with you on that. I think we both said that. Like, people think that just because we turned the page on a calendar, it was going to be like, you know, crappy,
magically
awesome.
New.
Right. I didn't quite get that either. It's like, guys, this ain't some magic stuff here. Okay. You know?
No. And as a matter of fact, traditionally, if we think back to the good old days before we were in a pandemic, January has never been our favorite month. It's cold. The holidays are over. It's cold.
No more cookies.
Right. We have to lose a couple of pounds usually, that kind of thing. So January on the whole is kind of sucky. And this one is no, and this is, see, the problem is we had high hopes for this January. You know, this January we put on a pedestal, like, oh, like the supermodel of the calendar year.
Right.
And we were ruh about that.
Yeah.
I know. But we'll get through. I always look at it this way when we start a new year. Here in New York, you got to get through January and February. And then there's clearly light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, good things, good weather, more light during the day, all that stuff helps bring us out of our cocoons and we can start drinking again with wild abandon.
Well,
and here is a positive that I do notice in January, because December 20th or 21st is the shortest day of the year. You can definitely notice,
oh yeah,
you know, every couple of days that the days are getting longer. So, you know, focus on that, I guess.
Right. And also, if things do have some sort of sense of normalcy, at least when it comes to my favorite thing in the world, as long as Rob Manfred, the commissioner, doesn't screw everything up, which he looks like he's planning to. For me, February is my break, because at the end of the month is when spring training normally starts. And once baseball is back, to me, that's spring.
Mm-hmm. Now, with a little luck, maybe by this time next year, I'll be back in my house. I know.
How's
you guys
going?
I know you're
still
tired
in the basement.
Well, number one, yes, I am still in the basement. Number two, now I know I'm a little bit of a novice when it comes to this remodel, renovation, house flippy type stuff, because Curly Pesky here is a pro. You know, in a not too distant life, that was kind of your thing. You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you warned me. You warned me right out of the gate. You know, you were like, listen, these builders, they're going to be doing 18 different jobs. They're going to tell you that they're there. They ain't there.
Yep.
It's going to take longer than you expect. It's going to cost three times more than you think it's going to. Buckle up, babe, is what you said, basically. And you were right. You were right. So here's where we are now. So where we are now is, I don't know where we are now, because nobody tells you the truth. You cannot, like, I could sit, I remember it was around Thanksgiving, where I had my builder in the driveway by the scruff of his neck. I said, you get me back in this house by Christmas. And he was like, ooh, that's going to be a tall order. Now, what he should have said is, you're dreaming, that's never going to happen. Because if you tell me, oh, that's a tall order, I'm like, done. It's done. I'm packing my stuff. I'm getting ready to go.
You've nothing opened like the that. Door. Yes.
Right. You know, so you're saying there's a chance. So now here we are. I'll tell you where I'm at, Carol. This might help you help me. The sheetrock has gone up in the last week. That's the sheetrock has gone up. So, and everyone keeps saying, oh, it's going to go fast. It's going to go fast now. So, but here's what happened. A week ago today, I walked in the house to admire the sheetrock and see if it was done, and it was. And right in front of my face was a beautifully sheetrocked wall that was not supposed to be there.
Oh, no.
A wall.
Yep. Really?
A wall. Uh-huh. This is going to be my forever home. So one of the features of this remodel is a beautiful floating staircase, which will lose all its punch if it's blocked by a freaking wall. I talked to my contractor about this 2 months ago. So now here we are, two pages of the calendar in, this giant wall blocking what is going to be this floating staircase. So now I text him and I say, giving him the benefit of the doubt, hey, sheetrockers didn't get the memo. That wall's not supposed to get sheetrocked because that wall's not supposed to be there. Well, he acts like we never had a conversation. And I say to him, wait a minute. If you're going to put a wall in front of a floating staircase, that is like putting a premium chef's kitchen in your tool shed. That is like putting a state-of-the-art sound system on your tricycle. Like, why would you do that? You know, I mean, wow. Is it me? Somebody tell me.
No. Nope. I'm giving you this one.
Thank you. So luckily, because since I moved into my parents' basement and this renovation started, the only television station I have watched is HGTV. I now know how to demo a wall. I do. And I'm going to go in there. I'm going in there with a little sledgehammer. And I am demoing the brand new sheetrock that just got put on that wall. Now, I'm going to leave the studs because I don't want the second story to fall on my head. But that's I'm demoing point. That wall.
All right. So the thing is, though, when you shoot video of it, you know you got to be wearing goggles, right?
Good. Oh, Frankenberry, you're a genius.
I've heard that.
Goggles, goggles, and 5-inch high heels.
Yes, exactly. There you go.
And there's alcohol nearby.
It'll save you like from going to one of those rage rooms. You can just blow it out and get all your frustrations out.
So again, Johnny, you're shooting for maybe next February to finally be out of your parents' bedroom, right?
Well,
right, is that what you're shooting for? Hold on.
Where did that sound effect come from?
Well, it came from me because we're hoping that sometime next year, Johnny, with a little luck, might be out of a parent's basement.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out.
There you go. We can make this whole damn thing
work out. Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing I've heard in quite a while. So, yeah. So, either by next year I'll be out, or I'll tell you what. The other thing I threatened my contractor with is I said, turn my heat back on. I'm moving back in, and every morning your crew can start looking at my smiling face as in my PJs because I'll be sleeping in this mess of a house come hell or high water in 2 weeks. So well, they're not going to want that.
I think they are going to want that because you're gorgeous. I'm not sure how effective that was.
Yeah, well, you know what, though?
Not what
gorgeous
I mean.
Gorgeous is one thing. Angry? When you're half asleep, that's completely different. Gorgeous goes out the window.
I'll give you that.
Thank you. And well, the inside of that place is dusty. Dusty.
Well, thank goodness you still have a place in your parents' basement. So,
for now, I may be getting kicked out,
What?
Know, kicked out?
I may be getting kicked out of my parents' basement. I didn't want to tell you guys. Yeah.
Oh my God. Turn around. Mm-hmm. On such fair play, right? We used to sneak out. Now you're getting kicked out.
Right.
Now, John, why are you getting kicked out? Did you start drinking and smoking again?
Well, I never stopped drinking. So, yeah, that's not the issue. Well, aside from the fact that I have accused my parents of pilfering my coffee pod stash, aside from that, the truth is, the plan had always been, I have an aunt and an uncle who live in Las Vegas. The plan was always they were actually going to come and move to New York and move in my parents' basement while they decided whether they were going to get a condo or what have you. Well, that plan got moved up. So now our plans have collided. Collided.
Ah.
Yeah. And so I might be staying on your couch, Frankenberry.
Hey, as long as you don't mind cat hair.
Well, do you have an inhaler I can borrow?
Yeah, I'll just refill the prescription and I'll give you one box just all to your own.
Oh my God, I can actually awesome. See that happening. I can envision the two of you. She's going to come with her Keurig under one arm, her shoes on her feet.
That's right.
Her Prada bag over her other arm.
And I'll just have to rewrite the Jonna theme song a little bit to adapt it to Frankenberry's apartment with his cats.
That would be, honest, you guys, that would be hilarious. Now that would be some sitcom. Honestly. So yeah, so anyway, so things are just crazy. I'll tell you what, I'll just leave you with this. For anybody who's planning on doing a home reno anytime soon, I really did learn the hard way. Like, HGTV glamorizes it. It ain't fun. It ain't quick.
You think?
It ain't easy. Yeah. It's been an experience. But the good news is I will not need to do much, if anything, for a very long time. So I am the prize.
Okay.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel, though? Do you have an idea when you'll be back in? Even though they told you 60 days, 90 days ago?
Yeah, exactly. Well, everyone keeps telling me once the drywall's up, it's smooth sailing. And the drywall is up, except for the wall that I'm going to demo when we get done recording this show. I'm not even joking. I am going to demo that wall. I am sending a message. It's going to be like waking up to a horse head in your bed. That's the message I'm sending. Okay? You walk back into my house as a contractor and you see that wall gone. All right? Who's boss? You're looking at her. Okay? Okay.
And you know what you got to do, Jonna? Instead of the horse head in the bed on the front of the door, you need to leave a bloody tool bag.
Right? That's what I do. And I'm going to take a picture of my face, angry, like an angry emoji, and I'm going to plaster it somewhere conspicuous. All right?
Yeah. That's going to be hard to capture because you're never angry.
No. Right. You're pleasant 24 hours a day. That's Jonna's calling card.
This has really been nuts. But Carol, you called it. You know, I should have paid more attention. You called it from the get-go.
Well, it's the reality of the industry, right? And I get it. Like, if I were a contractor, they have somebody calls me to give them an estimate. And your job's a big job. I mean, you put on a big addition. They don't want to lose that job. Now, they're already busy. They're already working on. They've already committed to multiple other jobs. So they will jump every few days from job to job so they don't lose business. I get it. But then, right. You know, in the interim, you're expecting something to happen over a certain period of time. And doesn't usually work that way because they don't want to turn away other business. So, but I will say this, the stories of your walls that don't belong or heavy equipment coming through the side of your house and you living in your parents' basement with glue traps and all and people stealing your coffee, it makes for good radio and entertaining Facebook posts. So
it does.
So we got that going for us.
Yeah.
And one last thing I will say, you know, I couldn't have picked a worse time. COVID actually slowed a lot of things down and raised the price of what would have been probably an easier time a year ago or a year from now. But leave it to me to do this right smack in the middle of a pandemic.
Hey, go big or go home. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Sorry.
Zinger!
Nicely done.
Oh, my God. All right. Enough of your nonsense. Enough. We've had enough. But you know what? You are enough, Jonna. Really, you are.
Carol, just when I think you can't get better at it. There you go.
No, it was weak. It was my best effort, but
your best effort in a segue. Very nice. Nice try.
A little weak though. However, so I am very excited about today's guest. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Rainey Howard. She's an award-winning, best-selling author, and she's written multiple books. She's beautiful. She's brilliant. We are going to talk to her about her book, and I think so many people can relate to this. And the title is You Are Enough. Is it love or your need for validation? Overcoming people-pleasing and emotionally unavailable relationships. For those of you who keep asking, why do I keep falling for the same guy? Rainey is going to help you understand, not only understand why, but what you can do about that. So when we come back, we will have Rainey Howard.
All right, that sounds good. You've got Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself, and Rainey Howard is on the way. Segment number two coming up. Stay with us.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back to Happy Hour here on 92.9 WBPM on this Sunday morning with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself. And it's time now in our second segment, as always, to get to our guest. And Carol has the glowing introduction.
Yeah, so I love with this girl, although I've not yet met her in person. We have on the line with us Rainey Howard. Love her name as well. She's the author of You Are Enough. Is it love or your need for validation? Overcoming people-pleasing and emotionally unavailable relationships. She is an award-winning author. She's a lifestyle strategist and a relationship expert who helps others evolve through lessons of love. She and her husband, Patrick, launched Real Love Exists, a movement that advocates for healthy personal and interpersonal relationships. I could go on. She has written multiple books. She's also committed to a 501c3 charitable organization, Sisters of Hope, which uses educational artistic programs to nurture self-esteem, my gosh, self-awareness, and personal growth in young women. I can't even tell you how many adult life problems would be solved when you address that issue at a young age. So I love so much that is part of what Rainey is about. So Rainey, without further ado, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so honored to be here and just to connect with everyone.
We love it. And as you were listening a little bit on our first segment, that we like to have fun with each other. We've been doing this together for a long time and genuinely love each other, which is why we can say about anything we want. So we have fun doing that. So I need to admit to something first. So you all that listen to the show, you know that I'm an avid reader and I love learning and gaining wisdom from others, from other people, from brilliant people. And Rainey's one of them. And I started reading her book, You Are Enough, on my Kindle, and I'm like, highlight. I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? I'm highlighting everything. But honestly, right from the get-go, when you start reading this book, and if you are someone who keeps asking yourself, why do I keep attracting the bad guys? Why do I keep getting into these same toxic relationships that aren't good for me? Rainey is someone that can help you understand by that. Right in the beginning of our book, there's so much clarity and so much wisdom. I kept saying, wow, oh my gosh, she's right. So before we even get into the interview, I highly recommend her book, You Are Enough. But Rainey, give us, if you will, your story. What is your background that got you to the point to become a best-selling author, to even want to share your wisdom and write this book? What's the backstory?
Well, you know, I actually struggled as a young girl with low self-esteem and people pleasing and wanting other people approval. And I actually noticed it at an early age. I was aware of how I didn't feel good by telling someone no, I didn't want to give them something if I, you know, really didn't want to give them something because I was so afraid of people being mad at me and, oh, I don't want them to be upset with me. And, you know, just kind of tiptoeing around life and really playing things kind of small. I got a lot of attention when I was young in art class because I've always been a natural artist. And so I would feel so shy and just wanting to hide when my teacher would hold up my paintings and things like that. And I always noticed the uneasy feelings. But later on in life, after doing a lot of inner work, I realized that a lot of that came from my childhood trauma of seeing my mom and dad in an abusive relationship. And it was just me discovering more about myself and getting to a place of healing and knowing how to allow my inner voice to be heard and to stand up for myself. And a lot of times knowing like the relationships I had, knowing how to recognize when they were unhealthy. And it was really me seeking validation versus real love or a real healthy friendship or whatever it was. So it really was a process for me.
I think it is for any of us who have struggled or experienced pain. And then we kind of got to look into that. We can't be afraid of that and say, okay, what can I learn here? And you're doing the most, the best possible thing you can do with your struggle, past struggles, is to say, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I become better? And then the best question of all is how can and I then use that to serve. And you're doing that through your writing, your speaking, your coaching.
Yes, yes, yes. And really, it was all therapeutic for me. It was really me connecting with my audience. And it really started through me blogging and writing. I've always wrote in a journal since I was so young. I can barely remember how old I was, probably about middle school age. So writing really came natural as far as that part. I never really saw myself becoming an author or anything, but it was just really writing from the heart and really connecting with my truth. And a lot of that, you know, liberated other people as I was authentic and transparent with being able to blog and write about my stories. I connected with an online audience, which led me to writing books. So really, it's been a journey for me, especially one of growth and personal development.
I love it. And what does that feel like? And I know the answer because I've experienced this myself. When you get that feedback from somebody that when you, your struggle, your wisdom and intelligence to capture what you've learned, to share it with other people, and then to get that feedback that somebody said, thanks you for doing what you're doing and that you're impacting them in a positive way. Isn't that the most incredible feeling?
It is. It really makes, it lights you up because you really feel like you're contributing to others as well as you healing yourself, but you feel that contribution come back. And really for me, it was kind of like it was like an aha moment because before I really started writing about relationships and giving that advice, I think I was more so looking to see, like, feel my way through life. And that came so natural and so easy to me. It was like a flow. And it was kind of like, oh, wow, like, this doesn't, I didn't realize something so easy could really, that comes so easy to me could really be a big impact. You know, I think we often believe, like, it requires us to struggle or work really, really hard, you know, to succeed. But some of those natural, easy flowing, you know, ideas and ways can really make a big difference.
I couldn't agree more, Rainey. This is Jonna. And I love the fact, one of the things that Carol and I have talked about a lot over the years is it doesn't have to be hard. Yeah. And one of the examples, and this was like one of, you said you had some aha moments. And one of my aha moments one time was, I remember just pulling myself out of a bad mood was as easy as looking at a picture. I have a picture on my desk at the office of my two little dogs. And I could be, you know, somebody, clients could be complaining or somebody could be quitting or horrible things could be happening. And I could take a moment, look at that picture of my two little dogs looking back at me, smile for 10 seconds. And for that 10 seconds, it all just falls away. And if you do that enough, before you know it, you have those happy moments overtaking all of the unhappy moments. And that is so simple. It doesn't cost anything. And people have to realize that it doesn't have to be hard. Happiness doesn't have to be hard. Overcoming what you feel are your shortcomings doesn't have to be hard. Success doesn't have to be hard.
That's so true. And I love the fact that you have that picture of your puppy dogs, and that just centers you, because yes. I think one of the beautiful things we can find in animals is just a sense, and even in babies, just a sense of calm and peace and no worry, no anxiety, mm-hmm. you know, nothing really gets to them. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And we're both animal lovers. So as I mentioned when I introduced you and before we went to break, for people who find themselves in an unhealthy relationship, and you know it, but you feel stuck, or for somebody who just keeps repeating the same patterns and entering into relationships that cause them pain, your book, You Are Enough, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the ultimate message of this book and the ultimate delivery, what it delivers to people, is to examine, you understand, what's the connection? It's not, this is, why do I keep attracting the outside relationship? It's because of your emotional struggles. It's about your inner relationship. It's about your relationship with yourself. And this is what you address and help open people's eyes to then help them attract healthier relationships, right?
Exactly. It really starts with us. It starts with renewing your mind. Our subconscious mind is guiding us, and we don't really realize at times we sabotage ourselves, and we sabotage, you know, healthy relationships or even like great opportunities in business because of our own low self-esteem and doubts and unbelief in ourselves, and really doing the inner work and really being able to overcome those things that hinder you can free you up to recognize when, you know, you're dealing with people pleasing or emotionally unavailable relationships. It's like your guide to kind of slow you down and really analyze. Cause a lot of people that, read my books and that I talk to, they talk about how they often rush into relationships and they get into them and they're like on this roller coaster, they're going fast and then they have a crash. And it's like, you know, that subconscious mind, that programming, it repeats itself. So if you've had, you know, toxic drama in your past, those patterns can easily come up while you're not even recognizing it.
And that's what you need to get to the root of. And sometimes that takes us to a scary place, right, Rainey? We don't want to bring up past pain. But if we can find the courage to face it with wisdom and mind for what we can learn from it and how we can grow from it, it doesn't have to be so scary.
Yes, I agree. I think it's really the fear of the unknown. You know, we all deal with it. It's like, oh, any change, anything different, it brings up a lot of fear. But change doesn't necessarily mean bad. It just means different. And so just recognizing that on the other side of that, you can be experiencing some of the most greatest moments of your life, some of the most happiest, you know, relationships, healthiest relationships, and even a deeper love that you didn't even realize was there, you know. So it is worth doing the inner work to overcome those stumbling blocks that hinder you from getting on the other side of that fear.
And Rainey,
and then
you know,
I think once you do that, go ahead, John.
Oh, sorry. What I was going to say is that makes perfect sense. And part of the problem I think people have is not everybody hits rock bottom. You know, we've all known that, you know, it's sort of a cliche that in order to change, you got to hit rock bottom and get really uncomfortable, and then you're motivated to change. And a lot of people never get there, right? Because they're uncomfortable enough to like, oh, my life sucks, or oh, I don't make enough money. Oh, I hate my job. Oh, I don't like where I live. But they have a roof over their head. But they're paying their bills, even if they're living paycheck to paycheck. So they're never Nobody ever puts a foot on their butt and says, now go, be better. You can be better. You don't have to be content where you are. And that's, I think, the first thing that people need to overcome is you shouldn't have to hit rock bottom to want more. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. Does that make sense?
That is, you're right on the nose. Because a lot of times we create our own situations and conflict and barriers to prove mm-hmm. that we deserve something great, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that's true. We don't have to hit rock bottom to really experience love and all of that. But we shouldn't also, we also need to realize that we shouldn't be afraid of allowing what's for us to be for us. And that requires a level of surrender. A lot of times people have this tight grip on their life and they don't realize that that grip is hurting and harming the possibility of the destiny and purpose that is for their life. So I think it's so important that we realize that, you know, as we allow, as we pay attention, analyze the shifts and the seasons, and a lot of times things are happening all around you and we don't think to question, like, what could this mean? How can I learn from this? The easy way to do it is to blame, is to say, oh, is that all men are dogs. Oh, all people change. Yep. Nobody is happy in marriage. And it's easier to just go to those things, but it keeps you locked away from ever exploring more.
Rainey, I want to ask you something. So I think there may be maybe a handful of people listening who feel conflicted. It's not quite clear. Should I go? Will it get better? Right? So there's an element of connection, of even maybe love, but yet you know it's not healthy. So can you speak for a moment, like, how do you know when you're in a relationship, you're not entirely happy there, but how can you, what are the signs that it's a toxic relationship and you really do need to make the effort to change yourself inside to then have the courage and self-esteem and self-confidence to move on? What are the signs you're in a toxic relationship?
Great question.
That's a really good question. Some of the things you want to look for is, are you constantly thinking about the past, thinking about how things used to be, or trying to recreate how it used to be versus looking at it for what it is right now and how it's impacting your life? Are you constantly making excuses for a wrong behavior? Are you always saying, well, yeah, you know, they lied, or yeah, they cheated, well, but this or that, you know? Think about those things, because what happens is not so much how the relationship is impacting you, but what happens is you begin to have less and less respect for yourself.
Ah,
and
bingo.
That is the key. That's what really diminishes us, when we begin to stop trusting ourselves, stop trusting the way we make decisions, stop trusting that we can even trust ourselves with a relationship or with making, you know, a right opinion about something. But really, you diminish your own self-worth and your own self-love when you constantly ignore those things that are diminishing you. And a relationship it plays such a major role in your entire life.
Yep. You
know, it will impact every area of your life. If you are struggling in your relationship, you're going to feel that at work. You're going to feel that when you're trying to be creative, working on a new project, whatever is going to impact you.
And that's not to say, Rainey, it's not to say that even if not all relationships are perfect. So you may be in a good, solid relationship that you have your normal arguments or your normal disagreements or your normal struggles.
Right.
So I think the expectation that it'll be perfection all the time isn't really accurate. But noticing, when does this person overall make you feel valued, make you feel important in their life, make you feel better about yourself? Or is it a dominated by making you feel less than and making you feel doubting yourself?
You know what? That's a really good question, because there are a lot of healthy relationships or relationships that are just going through a season that's
right.
challenging. And it's not so much that it's toxic, but they're just going through something challenging. And it could be something that they need to work on individually and join together as well. A lot of times, and this is something that me and my husband have encountered. We've been married for over 17 years now. And so there were times when we had our arguments and disagreements in that season where it's like, it feel like we're clashing. But the difference in that type of relationship is, are you both willing to do what it takes to work through it, to, you know, talk to a marriage counselor, to go on a marriage retreat, to work things out more, work on some of the things like complimenting each other, appreciating each other more, because you can really work through those seasons and come out with a greater love, which is really, really beautiful. So I think what people need to analyze about the relationship is, even though things may be rocky and it may seem like, you know, it's a lot of pressure and negative challenges that they're dealing with, are we both willing to work through this on a healthy, in a healthy way together?
I think the key word there is both, right? Exactly. Are you both sides willing to invest and value in and work at it?
And that is so true. That is key, because it really requires each person to really give what they can contribute in building that healthy relationship together. It can't be done with just one person.
Rainey, you say that you attract in others what is in you. And if you feel like you're lacking love from other people, you're likely lacking love for yourself. Where could someone begin? To begin building a better relationship with themselves, to raise their self-esteem and self-respect, to then begin attracting that from outside of them. Where do you start?
I think a big part is to really listen to yourself and what do you desire and what is it that you envision for your life. A lot of people are just on autopilot. They're ignoring their own deep desires, and some of them are numbing it with all kind of other things, and they're avoiding really building that self-love, self-care relationship, which is so much important, because really, and I say this all the time, the relationship you have with yourself will impact all of your relationships. And so if you aren't
100%,
yeah, you know, if you're not being true to who you really are and what you desire out of your life, and you're not giving yourself that attention of personal growth that you really desire, you're cheating on yourself. So when you do that, and this is what I tell my clients, I'm like, when you do that, you're cheating on yourself. You're teaching that other person to cheat, because you're really cheating on yourself first, and it's coming out. Because really, we teach people how to treat us.
We sure do. Wow. Oh my God. Rainey, I could talk to you all day. I'm just loving your wisdom and the love that you deliver it with. It's definitely not like you read textbooks and then you're regurgitating it. You embody it, and I can feel that in your writing. I love so much what you're about. Now you've written multiple books, you do coaching. Tell us a little bit more about what else you offer and where people can find out more about you.
Yeah, I've written 7 books, and you can find them all on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usually wherever books are sold. My website is realloveexists.com, and there we have webinars for people who just want to take some courses on healing and growing in self-love. We also have our books there as well, publishing audio books. And we also offer a coaching program as well. So you can find all that on realloveexists.com, and also learn more about me on raineyhoward.com.
I love it. So we're wrapping up here with Rainey Howard, the book we were talking about today, although she's author of 7 books, as you heard, is You Are Enough. Is it love or your need for validation? Overcoming people-pleasing and emotionally unavailable relationships. Rainey, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Thank you for all of the work you do to help other people.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all
Rainey.
For having me. I really appreciate it.
Yep, we appreciate you joining us today, Rainey. Thank you very much. And you're listening to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. And again, thank you very much to Rainey Howard for joining us today. And we've still got a little bit more of the show to come. So stick with us. Segment 3 is on the way. This is 92.9 WBPM.
Live better, laugh harder, love more. This is Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol on 92.9 WBPM.
Welcome back one more time here this morning on 92.9 WBPM with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci to Happy Hour. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frank and Barry.
Oh, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Now.
Yep. This whole not being in the same room, being able to time a thing is almost happening. So you figure after... almost a year.
10 months. Guys, we've been doing this since March. Yeah.
So after 10 months, we've almost got it down. Nicely done.
And we got a little ways to go.
Yeah, thanks very much to Rainey Howard for joining us. And boy, she had a lot of energy. And she definitely, like you said, Carol, you can tell it wasn't just somebody who, you know, took a bunch of stuff out of textbooks and just regurgitates it. No, she feels it. And she lives it, and she's expressed that, which was great.
Well, I mean, we can all, number one, we can all relate to relationships, right? We're always in relationships, whether it's our friendships or, you know, she happened to be talking about intimate relationships, and how much the quality of that relationship affects every aspect of our lives. So anybody having the ability to better understand how to have a better relationship, number one, with yourself. And that's what she is talking about. You've got past pain, you've got self-esteem issues. If you find yourself continuously attracting toxic, unhappy relationships, there's something within you that needs addressing first, because what you're seeing is a symptom, right? And so her insight that she offers on, number one, that's the place you need to look first, and then to guide people through that and help understand when is it really not love, because that's a conflicting question many people might have as well. And I really do love this person. If they would only change this, or, you know, it was good. She helps you understand when it is really a toxic relationship, and when is it time to move on, and how do you begin that inner work of self-respect that you begin attracting that from around you.
That's true. And there was one thing I wanted to also mention when she was talking about relationships have seasons, which I couldn't agree with more. You know, both of you aren't constantly and totally in love all the time, right? You know, there are some days where you wake up and you're like, what was I thinking when I married this person? And then there are other days you wake up and you're like, I am the luckiest person in the world. And it reminded me when she was talking about that of sage advice I'd gotten from somebody a long, long time ago, which really continues to resonate. And it was words to the effect of, you know, the key to a long-lasting relationship is to know that you're each going to fall out of love with each other from time to time, but it's essential that you both don't fall out at the same time. So it's okay if one of you isn't feeling it.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's the problem lies, like, you know, in my line of work, right? Divorce happens because both people have fallen out of love at the same time. Or sometimes it happens because one person has fallen out of love so substantially that they're not going to fall back in. But the other issue is, you know, sometimes if you let the problems go so long, you can both fall out of love and then at the same time, and then there's nowhere else to go but away from each other. And it was very sound advice. And I remember it to this day.
There was a line in her book that I had highlighted, and I was joking. I was making fun of myself because as I was starting to read her book, I'm like, highlight, highlight, highlight. There's really, right off the bat, tremendous wisdom. But there was a line I meant to read, but we got into another direction. She says in her book, and we're talking about Rainey Howard, author of You Are Enough, if you thrive in a healthy relationship with yourself, you won't even tolerate the warning signs of a toxic relationship. So when you build that strength, if you feel good about yourself and build your self-esteem and do the inner work, you don't have to worry about attracting toxic relationships. You're not going to be at all interested in. Yeah.
That is genius.
Yeah.
That is genius. She started out the conversation with something that I think really resonates with all of us in this room, so to speak, and everybody listening to us. And that is, a lot of people are afraid. We're people pleasers. Kind of where it begins, because we don't want to be not liked. And when you take that from being a little kid and not making sure you have the approval of your teachers, your parents, what have you, and you bring that into your adulthood and you carry it over into your relationships, that's the trap a lot of us fall into.
Yep, so, sure do. You know,
I was nodding my head a lot during that conversation.
Yep, and the relationship, this is something else she says, the relationship you have with yourself will impact every relationship you have with others.
Oh, definitely.
And so, she started off early too to say, you know, it's easy to blame, right? This one keeps doing this and it upsets me, or, you know, point the finger of blame. But you can't necessarily, and often can't at all, affect how other people think or affect what other people choose to do. So you got to look in. That's where your power is. You got to look inward and do that work with yourself. When you feel good about yourself, you're not going to take crap from somebody else.
That's right. That is absolutely. And that is why Jonna is going to go to her house and bust through a wall that shouldn't be there.
Oh, God.
Yep. You guys think I'm joking. I ain't joking.
No, we know you're not joking right there, Spielberg. We just want video. That's all.
True. Yeah.
Well,
and especially of that, especially of that omen that you leave on the front door.
I know.
Okay.
My mean emoji face picture?
Yes, your mean emoji face picture and that tool belt filled with blood.
That's right.
All right.
I got to get some ketchup and I got to get a tool belt.
And worst comes to worst, you know what? Just get some ketchup and a hammer.
I got to get myself some ketchup and I got to get myself a tool belt.
Oh, my God. That is so true. So anyway, she was really great. I'm looking, and I love her easy sort of effortless style, because that aligns with another point she makes, is it doesn't have to be hard, guys. It does not have to be difficult. So I love that.
Right. When you're in your groove and you're on the right path, things should unfold naturally. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. So that said,
All right. Well, Spielberg, what I'll do in the meantime is I'm going to start fluffing some pillows. I'll start undusting the living room
ready
a little
for her
bit
arrival.
Because I literally have only sat on that living room couch twice, and I've lived there for 3 years. So,
here's what you need to do. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Fluff the pillows. Do me a favor. Go run down to Celie's house and borrow an actual wine glass, because I'm sure you don't have any.
I do not.
In your apartment. Stock up on the inhalers so that I don't die from allergies. And what else? What kind of shampoo do you use? Do you have anything girly for me?
I have nothing girly. I use the one that I can't think of the name of that comes in the green bottle.
All right. I'll use a green bottle. Okay. Do you have a hair dryer? Or do I got to bring my own?
Have you seen my haircut for the last 2 years?
Okay. I'll bring my own. Okay.
Yeah, I visit Wally G's of Poughkeepsie, okay? It's a Walgreen clipper, and I stand in front of the mirror. So yeah, I don't need a hairdryer. No, I ain't got one of those.
Frankie Bear, do you have a ring light and a fake backdrop so when she does her online video?
Now that
very important.
I could probably figure out getting a hold of that, because at least worst comes to worst, if we can get some good video out of this, then it might be worth it.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll give you a 15-minute.
And I'll ask her if I can borrow a puppy as well.
A puppy and a wine glass and a corkscrew. And then we're good.
I'll start the preparations. And you've been listening to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. And thanks again so much to Rainey Howard for joining us today. And we've got another Happy Hour on the way for you next week. 8 o'clock is when we do it, right here on 92.9 WBPM. So please have a safe week and join us again next Sunday. Take care.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. If you missed last weekend's show or want to hear it again, visit the Happy Hour page at 92.9WBPM.com. There's more life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Live better, stress less, and laugh more with Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM.